Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
From the last chapter in Samson's life, the saying was framed, quote, the binding, blinding, grinding consequences of sin. Here they are, quote, the Philistines took him, and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters, and he became a grinder in the prison. Judges 16, verse 21. But thank God for the howevers of life. Quote, however, the hair of his head began to grow again. Verse 22. The hair was just a symbol, but a profound symbol of a man willing to bear shame for the Lord. Quote, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? 1 Corinthians 11:14, King James Version. Samson's capture was cause for celebration in Philistia, and they flocked into their temple to Dagon for the event. Samson was brought out to perform, and perform he did. He brought down the house. People have mocked this feat, saying it's impossible. But two Philistine temples have been uncovered by archaeologists, one at Tel Kassil in Tel Aviv, and one in Tel Mikna at ancient Ekron. Both temples share a unique design. The roof was supported by two central pillars. Made of wood and resting on stone bases, they were little more than 6 feet apart, well within reach. Samson prayed, quote, strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. Judges 16, verses 28 to 30. At last, Samson knew where his strength lay. Out of weakness, he was made strong. Hebrews 11, 34. And like our Savior, gained the victory through death.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.